Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant boost to India's nuclear energy ambitions, the Maharashtra government has signed Memoranda of Understanding, or MOUs, worth approximately 6.5 lakh crore for nuclear energy projects totaling 25,400 megawatts of installed capacity. This is the largest nuclear investment commitment by any Indian state and forms a crucial part of India's national target of achieving 100 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2047 under Vision 2047. To understand the significance of this development, let's first look at India's nuclear energy targets. Historically, India's civilian nuclear program has been modest relative to the country's energy ambitions. As of early 2026, the country's total installed nuclear capacity stands at approximately 7,480 megawatts from 22 operational reactors across 7 sites, all operated by the Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, or NPCIL. The government has set an ambitious roadmap to achieve 100 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2047, which requires roughly a 13-fold expansion in 21 years. This is an unprecedented pace that demands both domestic manufacturing scale-up and large foreign investment partnerships. Now, let's examine the Maharashtra MOUs. These agreements aggregate multiple investment agreements signed at the Magnetic Maharashtra 2.0 Global Investors Summit Framework and bilateral government-to-government negotiations. The total portfolio covers 25,400 megawatts across new-built nuclear sites in the state. It's worth noting that individual MOU investment figures are government estimates, and actual costs depend on finalized reactor models, financing terms, and construction timelines. The cost overruns in Europe, such as at Flamanville and Hinkley Point C, make precise estimates inherently uncertain. The Jaipur nuclear power project is the centerpiece of Maharashtra's nuclear ambitions and, if completed, will be the largest nuclear power plant in the world by installed capacity. The project uses the evolutionary power reactor, or EPR, technology, which is a Generation 3 Plus pressurized water reactor designed by Framatome, formerly Areva, jointly developed with Siemens. It is among the most powerful commercial reactor designs in operation. However, the Jaipur project has faced several challenges and controversies, including land acquisition and local opposition, cost and financing issues, and civil liability for nuclear damage. Local fishing and farming communities in Madban and surrounding villages have opposed the project since 2010, citing threats to coastal livelihoods, the Konkan mango belt, and seismic risks. The Konkan coast lies near seismically active zones. The cost of the project has also been a concern, with EPR projects in Europe suffering severe cost overruns. For example, the cost of Flamanville 3 rose from 3.3 billion in 2006 to over 13 billion in 2024. India seeks a competitive per unit cost through economies of scale and indigenization. The Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act, 2010, has also been a major sticking point for foreign suppliers, including EDF and Framatome. The Act Section 17(b) allows NPCIL to pursue the equipment supplier for damages in the event of a nuclear accident caused by supplier defect. This supplier liability clause has been a major point of contention, with foreign suppliers viewing it as a commercial risk. India ratified the Convention on Supplementary Compensation for Nuclear Damage in 2016, but the domestic CLND Act's wording remains unchanged, creating legal ambiguity. The Jaipur project is also a cornerstone of the Indo-French strategic partnership. It was a deliverable of the 2008 civil nuclear deal with France and has been referenced in every India-France summit since. The 2023 Bastille Day visit of PM Modi to France and the 2024 Republic Day visit of President Macron both included Jaipur progress as an agenda item. Now, let us turn to the nuclear legal framework in India. The Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India, or SHANTI Act, 2025, replaced both the Atomic Energy Act, 1962, and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act, 2010, fundamentally restructuring India's nuclear legal framework. The SHANTI Act introduces several key changes, including the removal of supplier liability and the capping of operator liability by plant capacity, aligning India with international conventions. Under the SHANTI Act, private companies can now form joint ventures or independently develop nuclear plants. The MOU signed by Maharashtra at the Magnetic Maharashtra 2.0 Summit, which include potential private sector investment pipelines, are now legally viable under the SHANTI Act framework. The Act also gives the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board, or AERB, statutory independence. Moving on to India's nuclear power plants, the country's current operational fleet consists of 22 reactors across 7 sites, with a total installed capacity of approximately 7,480 megawatts. India's nuclear strategy follows the 3-stage program conceived by Dr. Homi J. Bhabha to achieve thorium fuel self-sufficiency. The prototype fast breeder reactor, or PFBR, at Kalpakkam, operated by Bhavini, marked India's transition from stage 1 to stage 2. It achieved first criticality in September 2024 and is approaching full power commissioning. Nuclear energy is also a low-carbon, baseload energy source, critical for India's climate commitments. India's Nationally Determined Contribution, or NDC, under the Paris Agreement targets 50% non-fossil electricity capacity by 2030 and net zero by 2070. Nuclear power's life cycle carbon emissions are comparable to wind energy and far below coal. The 25,400 megawatts proposed for Maharashtra alone would, if realized, displace approximately 130 to 150 million tons of coal per year. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's total operational nuclear capacity is approximately 7,480 megawatts from 22 reactors across 7 sites. The target is to achieve 100 gigawatts by 2047. The Jaipur Nuclear Power Project has a capacity of 9,900 megawatts, with 6 EPR reactors, making it the largest nuclear plant in the world by capacity when complete. The project is partnered with EDF and Framatome of France. The EPR reactor is a Generation 3 Plus pressurized water reactor design. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers energy, economy, environment, and science and technology. Possible mains questions could include analyzing the key changes introduced by the SHANTI Act, 2025, and evaluating their impact on India's ability to attract foreign nuclear investment and achieve its 100 gigawatts target by 2047. You could also be asked to critically examine India's 3-stage nuclear program in the context of the country's 100 gigawatts nuclear target by 2047. In conclusion, India's nuclear energy ambitions are gaining momentum, with the Maharashtra government signing MOUs worth 6.5 lakh crore for nuclear energy projects. The Jaipur Nuclear Power Project is a significant milestone in this journey, and the SHANTI Act, 2025, has restructured India's nuclear legal framework to attract foreign investment and achieve the country's climate commitments. As India moves towards achieving 100 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2047, it is essential to understand the complexities and challenges involved in this endeavor.